Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. And you can do it toll-free. Finally. We've been in Florida up until tonight. And we have not had toll-free access until tonight. So we're back at our regular location. The LRN.FM studios in Keene, New Hampshire. And the regular number is back as well, which is 855-453. That is the toll-free number that's brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so you can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Actually, you get to control the content of the website, so everything you see on that front page there, the news articles as you scroll down, are submitted and voted on by listeners like you. So whether it's a news article or a blog post or a YouTube video, you submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the upcoming stories page. It awaits a certain number of votes and is then promoted to the front page of the site. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. So I had a kind of an awkward family reunion this week as we both went down to Florida together because you, Mark, have a family down there. They, your close family, your son and my wife
snowbirds and takes my son with me, with her, and so I have to go down and visit every once in a while.
So that's a nice thing to do, and you invited me to come along this time around, or asked me if I was able to come too, and maybe we could do the show remotely, and turns out it was you were going to go down the same week as a funeral was going to happen in my family, so I really didn't want to go to the funeral that badly, but seemed like a good excuse to go ahead and go down.
You have to keep up folks' appearances now and then, right?
So I went down, went to the funeral, and the funeral was kind of like a three-for-one. There were three funerals built into one, and they were all for military members. People in my family, grandfathers, two grandfathers, and one uncle, who were in the military.
Okay.
Two of them, I think, World War II, and one of them, Vietnam.
That's the big one, World War II, you know?
Right. So, went to this thing on Friday. There's a brand new VA, cemetery in Sarasota, Florida. They've taken a huge swath of land off the interstate. It's a ways away from the interstate, actually, east of the interstate, kind of out in real Florida, where, you know, there's... It really looks like the swamp still has been
mosquitoes are the size of helicopters.
Yeah, although that wasn't that much of a problem because it was actually a little bit chilly that day, so mosquitoes weren't really an issue. But anyway, we went to this location, and it was brand new. What you do when you get there, having never gone to one of these before, what you do...
Never gone to a funeral or never gone to a military funeral?
A military funeral. I have been to funerals, and I don't like them. I don't agree with I don't like the concept of a funeral. It seems to be,
you'd rather like the celebration of life thing.
Yeah, it seems very very, you know, overly sad and unnecessary. But yeah, I like the idea of celebrating someone's life rather than mourning it, I suppose.
Funerals are for the living, and different people want to memorialize people differently.
I understand that. I don't like it.
I got you.
So I went to this thing, and what you do when you get there is they have different lanes. You pull in, you drive for a ways, and then they have different lanes that are marked by a letter, A through F, I believe. And we were told to get in one of those lanes. And what you do is you sit there and you wait, and then people kind of line up behind you. So, you know, as people arrive to the funeral at the specified time, they line up, and then at some point, whatever the time is that it's supposed to begin, the hearse begins, it's kind of the front car, begins driving toward wherever the destination is. They're going to have
the service. And you say it's a big place.
It's humongous. So they start the procession.
So this is kind of like Arlington in that it's a military-only cemetery, and they've got what appears to be a lot of ceremony around it.
They have graves. They have...
Do they all have matching headstones?
They have mausoleum, some sort of a place where an urn could be placed.
So do they have matching headstones at these graves?
I did not actually tour the grave site.
Okay.
All we did was we went to a ceremony of some sort, which involved a flag. And so it actually involved three flags because there were three individuals in question here that had died. And so we traveled to the site of the ceremony, which was like this pavilion thing that they had. And underneath the pavilion, there were two rows of seats. There was a kind of a table up front, a long rectangular slab, if you will. And on top of that table were three urns and three triangular folded American flags. There were a handful of military members, honor guard, I believe they were called, that were standing about the pavilion. One of them had a horn that was supposedly playing taps. And I questioned whether or not this lady was actually playing the horn. I almost thought that the taps was coming from a speaker system.
You thought she was lip-syncing?
And she was just putting the horn to her mouth. Because, you know, I've seen people play horns before, and it seems like they are putting some effort into it. Like, you know, that you can see their mouth blowing, and you can see, like, mm-hmm. them kind of taking breaths and things like that. Either she was real subtle at playing this horn, or they have a... And there were speakers around, so, you know, it's a possibility that, she wasn't actually playing it. I have no way of proving that that theory, though.
There's somebody out there in the world that's better at playing taps than you are, so you might as well let them play it, and you just hold the horn to your lips. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, so it was interesting, that part of it. And then it got, you know, progressively I became more uncomfortable with the whole affair. I mean, I didn't like the idea of going on military property in the first place.
Well, it sounded like you started out uncomfortable and
you
found the reassurances to your discomfort.
Yeah, and I don't like funerals, and I don't like the military. So, you know, I don't like the idea of people going around the world and killing folks. I don't like the idea of people following the orders of politicians without question. I don't like that stuff.
Let me ask you about the World War II, though. I mean, you know, like, World War II was a big old mess as far as
the
war goes. Yep, certainly people were drafted, but a lot of people joined up in order mm-hmm. to, you know, go fight the slanty-eyed Japs. And but I mean, you know, like, kind of the die was cast by World War One, and I have a difficult time, you know, as far as, you know, going into the military and things like that. Certainly there are better wars and worse wars, but for the people that were young at the time of World War Two, you know, like, the political situation had been set from a couple of decades previous, and so how do you fix that problem?
I don't know. What do you mean? How do you fix what problem?
I'm just saying that, you know, you have two grandfathers that died in World War II. I mean, you know, they probably fought valiantly and then, you know, lived their lives after that. I don't know if they consider their couple of years in the military the most important parts of their lives or not. I wouldn't want that to be what I was remembered for necessarily. But, you know, some people do. I see a lot of people walking around with those hats on saying, you know, I'm a vet.
I don't understand your question. What do you want me to answer? I mean, I don't believe in war, so don't go. Don't do it.
Under no circumstances?
I think that it's okay to defend yourself.
Okay.
But I don't think it's okay to have a military going around the world and destroying people. No, I don't think that's okay.
All right.
So I think personal defense, fine. You know, do what you got to do to protect you and your family. And if that includes hiring other people with bigger guns to protect your family.
Can you come to the aid of other people that need help?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's totally a moral thing to do.
Do you think the people in the Philippines wanted help?
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I suspect they did.
If that's the case, then by all means, go out and help somebody out if you want to help them out.
They certainly wanted some help.
I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to help people, but the military is not an organization I would turn to for helping people because they tend to kill a lot of the people that they're supposedly
trying
to help.
Usually they're fighting other militaries, which do the same thing.
Yeah, and I don't think that, you know, that's okay. I don't think it's okay for people to go and you know, just slaughter each other. I think that, you know, in the case of the military, we can do a better job defending ourselves on our own. You know, I don't think that you need to have a big government bureaucracy to provide defense. In the same way that I don't think you need to have a huge government bureaucracy to take a piece of mail from one point to another. 855-450-FREE. So more about this ceremony here in moments. I never experienced this before, and it got really creepy with the flag treatment. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number tonight is 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 855-453. And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. We've got listening options broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show. Three different internet streaming sizes for your internet connection. One of them will work well for you. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into those. They're all totally free, so it's important to realize that. They're not hiding behind any kind of paywall or mandatory clicking on things. You can just go and enjoy over at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got radio stations, too, over 100 of them from coast to coast on AM and FM that carry our show at various different times throughout the week. You can learn about those stations at listen.freetalklive.com. Our satellite listening choices are available, including XM Satellite Radio, as well as our free-to-air KU-band Bitcoin satellite channel up on Galaxy 19. You can get details on that at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, we've got a webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
If you've considered getting storable food, you know, there are lots of reasons why you might need it. There emergencies take all kinds of forms, whether it's, say, an unemployment or, you know, some kind of blackout where you're out for a couple of days to, you know, some kind of weather emergency, whether it's a big snow in or a hurricane or something like that. Fiscal collapse. Many people are concerned about the economy right now and what might happen if the world reserve currency, the U.S. dollar, were to collapse. And that's just to name a few. It's a good idea to have insurance in life, and storable food is a really cheap form of insurance if you, do the math on it. It's we at Free Talk Live, we have teamed up with a company to bring you really great storable food. It's 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $1.50 a meal. Now, this is great-tasting food. If you just wanted to, eat at $1.50 a meal, which I think a lot of people do, you can go to food.freetalklive.com and try the sampler pack there. There's a lot of great choices, and it's really healthy food. It costs, on average, half of what the competition is providing their food at. The Legacy Premium brand is the one that we have, and it's a great one. They're one of the few that put an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. This is important if you're going to have storable food, because if they don't have that oxygen absorber in there, the food's not going to make it 25 years. It's just not going to do it. They've got vegetarian, gluten-free options. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. There's free shipping on every order. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart there. When I looked at it, that's what convinced me. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. I'm recounting an experience I had over this last week. It was on Friday that we went to the veterans, we meaning myself and some family members, not you, Mark, went to a military funeral at a veterans memorial cemetery thing that they have now in Sarasota, Florida. And I was just really creeped out by the flag worshiping that went on. I mean, I didn't want to be there in the first place because it's a military grounds, and I am not a fan of the idea of government being the protection service. I don't think that's a particularly effective or efficient way to protect individuals.
You think that people need to protect each other, and you think that if an aggressive force comes along, you need to defend yourself. But
you can organize in whatever means necessary as long as it's consensual. And that's the problem I have with the military, is that it's not consensual. I didn't get to decide whether or not to support it. They tax everybody, and they take money from everybody, and they funnel it into this system that, you know, is absolutely guilty of killing innocent people over many, many years. So, 855-450-FREE, maybe you want to comment, but the creepiest part about this whole thing was the flag treatment. Like, we've talked before on this show about the American flag, and specifically how it's really an icon of the state, and people worship this thing. I mean, they say a prayer to it basically every single day in school.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance. They go through certain motions. They stand. They put their hand over their heart.
I don't think people think of the flag as a being that is like sort of alive, like God. You know, like God answers prayers, whereas the flag doesn't answer prayers, but you do pledge allegiance to it, which is kind of interesting. I mean, and flags and banners have been these these icons of war for a very long time.
It's representative of a concept. That's what the flag is. And it means things to people in the same way that a cross is representative of a concept. And it means things to people from a religious perspective. And in order to be so worshipful of this object, one must truly believe in the idea of the state. And, of course, the state is, in my opinion, evil. The state is the most prescient example of evil that we currently have in our time.
So this concept of organization that you're talking about, the state as a concept of organization, not as a particular state, just as all of
the
them.
State, every state, all states, because they all are not consensual. They are all operating on a coercive basis with their people, their captives, if you will, their cattle. So, there were these members of the military, the Honor Guard, as they are called, underneath this pavilion. That's where we were sitting during this ceremony. And basically, the ceremony consisted of the unfolding of a triangularly shaped flag, and then the refolding of the triangularly shaped flag.
Now, they taught us how to do this in Scouts. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess I was in Scouts for a short period of time, but it wasn't in long enough for that.
Okay.
I didn't really much like the Scouts. But they, when they were unfolding it, it was this very delicate activity that kind of took a while, and a lot of hand motions and swiping over the top of the flag and like brushing it and just really treating it with a serious amount of reverence.
They have this this ritual that they go through, and it does include a lot of sort of rubbing and things.
I'd never seen this before, and I found it really creepy, especially when the flag was being folded back up into its triangular form, because they unfold it, and they kind of like shake it, and they hold it, and then they fold it back up. So after it was folded back up into the triangle, the guy who was hanging onto it at that point draws it closely into his chest, and you can hear him breathing his ragged breath. And I don't know, maybe he's has a health condition or something like that, but he really just really was intensely breathing as he was holding, clutching this thing to his chest. And I just, I couldn't help but think, this is really culty. As this was going on. And it's interesting because prior to this, the ceremony, somebody who was in my family told me that he thought I had joined a cult. He had heard through somewhere that Ian had joined a cult in Georgia and then had ended up moving north with the cult or something like that. Which, of course, I don't know where that one came from. Some people have suggested that people who love liberty coming together is a cult in New Hampshire, and I think that's nonsense. But I would, it was funny, just after having been told I had joined a cult, there I was watching this cult ceremony that, I didn't want to be rude. So I
hope you weren't.
I didn't get up and walk out or anything like that or refuse to sit under the pavilion in the first place.
You kept your mouth shut, right?
All things I did consider doing because I really don't want to be a part of cult worship. 855, 450 free, and that's what I see this whole flag thing as. Flag worship, idol worship, cult mentality. You take control. You can bring up what you want. 855, 450 free, Free Talk Live.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.
Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled AIRFUSION systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We've got a toll-free number, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Once again, freetalklive.com, and we've got news updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever method is your preference. Now, if you're following us on Twitter and Facebook, you're actually going to get more than just the news about the show. You'll also get updates during the program. We'll ask questions, post observations, post some of our show prep. So go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive and follow us in the various different following sort of ways over at news.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI sponsors our phone lines here. It's a company that handles accounts receivable. If you have a business and you find accounts receivable to be an arduous and vexing task like so many do, just get a hold of SACL CAI. They'll treat both you and your customers with respect. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Again, SACL CAI.
All right, so we'll continue here. We're going to take your phone calls. I'm relating a story about my visit to Florida this week, and the real intent of the visit was to go to a funeral for my uncle. But there was also a couple other funerals that were wrapped in there for a couple of my grandfathers who had died within the last decade, basically. So only one of them was a relatively recent death. The other two happened years ago. But I was just bothered, first of all, by being in the, on a military base, essentially. I mean, it was a graveyard, a VA graveyard, but also the icon worship, the flag worship that was going on, because essentially the bulk of the ceremony, besides the pastor getting up and doing his pastor funeral thing, was the folding and unfolding of the American flag in such a reverent manner. It really just revealed that this is what people are into. I mean, they really dig this flag thing, and dig it so much that afterwards there were comments made by my family members, like my mom, saying how awesome the ceremony was and how amazing it was. Of course, I found it to be disgusting, a worship of a symbol that to me symbolizes killing.
Now, what
symbolizes
if they,
the rule over innocent people by the people calling themselves the state.
Now, what if they had done some kind of, your family's Episcopalian or something like that?
My mom is a Presbyterian. I don't know about the rest of the people.
So, what if they'd gone to and done some kind of Presbyterian ceremony with replete with all kinds of different iconography and ceremony, that kind of thing? Would you have been disgusted and upset then? Because certainly some people would be moved by that too, likely just as much.
I'm less disgusted by religion than I am the state, because religion, at least these days, isn't responsible for the most part, at least in the United States, for mass killing.
Okay.
So, I don't much care for organized religion, but it's way better to me. I have far more preference for that than I do the state. Let's go to the phones here. We've got Sean on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, and by the way, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we're on Skype as username lrn.fm. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, this is only the second time I've even heard you guys. I just recently got on this net and found all the different stations on Genesis. I'm a military man. I gave most of my life to the military, as my father did, as my grandfather did, and as my brother is still doing. And as my nephew is a career man as well. And I'm going to tell you, first of all, that flag is not something to be worshipped, but it's a bond that drives and brings men together in a common cause. And that common cause is fighting for the freedom of others.
What?
I don't know of a military man alive or dead, it wouldn't have rather been somewhere else with someone else in a much more peaceful surrounding than to be out there laying his life on the line or giving his life up just so guys like you could turn around and condemn us.
Well, I don't know that my partner's condemning military men necessarily. I think that, I was going to go into the military when I was younger, and Ian,
I considered it.
Yeah, and these are, they offer a reasonably good life in that, after 20 years, you retire. There's the benefits of the post-exchange there. You get, a little bit of discount on some of the things you buy, that kind of thing. I think it's the, Dwight D. Eisenhower, a military man, warned us of the military-industrial complex. Smedley Butler, who was a two-time Medal of Honor winner and would have won a third if officers could have won Medals of Honor at that time, he said that he spent 33 years, 4 months as active military service. During the period, he spent most of his time as a high-class muscle man for big business and Wall Street bankers.
Yeah, I think it's just a story that military people are told that they're somehow defending freedom, because if they were defending freedom, they've done a really crappy job of it. We have far fewer freedoms today. So
wait a minute. Let me butt in here. All right.
Please.
I will not argue the point of whether or not our government has steered us in the wrong direction over the past 50 years.
Okay.
Okay. But the principle behind it is all the same, and the patriotism is the same in the men that get out there and fight.
Yep, I agree with you 100%.
The higher-ranking officers. Many of the, as far as I know, all the politicians.
So then you would, so you're saying that in the past you believed the military was actually protecting freedom, but in the last 50 years you don't think they've been doing that?
But that the soldiers themselves are attempting to protect freedom.
I just want to make sure that's what you're saying. Is that what you're saying?
That's
Sean?
Exactly what I'm saying. And that flag is the bond that holds us together to keep us trying to strive to maintain that freedom. I don't know of any fighting force anywhere in history that has ever gone into battle of any kind, whether it be the Scots fighting for their freedom against Longshanks or the Native Americans right here fighting against the oppressive white government.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sean. I appreciate hearing from you with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So according to him, the military was once upon a time about fighting for freedom, but not so much in the last half of a century, he says.
Well, you know, I tend to think that the flag is, you know, like I have good feelings about the flag. You know, I was raised a Cub Scout, you know, said the pledge like everybody else in school, thought about going in the military, you know, life circumstances prevented that. I certainly would have if I could have, but I couldn't. And I wonder sometimes, oftentimes I wonder, do the politicians, because politicians are really the country. You know, there's the you and me that make the country function. The average individual that makes the country function, but the politicians steer the ship. And I think that they use the flag with all of its good values and stuff that people put into it as a shield for the crap that they do. And, I think to some extent, a large extent, that sullies the shield for me. You know, the flag is just a piece of fabric, and a lot of people will say that many, many people died for the flag, and I 100% agree that they did. Now, that doesn't imbue the flag with their spirits or anything like that, but, you know, it shows how important this thing was, and I do think that the average military individual gets in with this ideas of patriotism, wanting to do the right thing, but you can only do the right thing when you're aimed in the right direction.
Right. It, to me, following the directions and the diktats of politicians isn't doing the right thing. And when's the last time politicians did the right thing? 855-450-FREE, because that's what the military is. I don't know, maybe it was this great freedom force once upon a time, but in my lifetime, it's been a group of killers that has gone around the world and done the bidding of evil men and women in Washington, the Republicans and Democrats. 855-450-FREE.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40 so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Do it toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Good to be back in the Shire in New Hampshire, the place where we live almost all the time. But we spent the last week in Florida for various different family-related reasons. And one of those was a funeral that I attended. At a military graveyard where the flag was the centerpiece. And I am not a fan of the flag. I think that, you know, a lot of people, like you said, Mark, you've got this warm spot in your heart for it. You were raised as a Boy Scout. You feel good about the flag. It makes you feel fuzzy inside. And for me, the
Scout. I was a Cub Scout. I didn't make it to Boy Scouts.
Okay. Scout is a scout, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, for me, it raises feelings of distaste because, to me, it symbolizes a really bad idea, an idea that has proven a failure, and that is the Union. It, you know, symbolizes the states coming together to form this monolithic mega state that we know of today as the United States of America, and I'd like to see that go away. And as long as people continue to revere the idea of the United States and its flag, we're not going to see that happen. If you are somebody who supports the idea of secession, and it seems like a lot of people do support the idea of secession, something like, you know, 1 out of 5 Americans already support the ideas of secession, even with it really being a kind of a fringe issue. If you support the ideas of secession, you couldn't possibly support the flag. Because it's the Union. It symbolizes the Union.
It's interesting. I would like to see New Hampshire attempt to make it on its own as opposed to being inside of the, you know, being controlled by Washington, D.C. But I do have good feelings about the sort of the flag and the colors that are involved with it and things like that. I mean, I've got to admit those
and
things.
And apple pie.
Well, apple pie is fine. Who doesn't like apple pie? You know, I suppose if you've got some kind of diabetic problem, I don't know. MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. You can do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big time commitment. Your mining robots work whether you're logged in or not. You can also choose a career, merchant, trader, bounty hunter, highwayman, many others. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, double your mining speed. I play over there at MindThings.com, and believe me, that coupon code FTL to get that extra mine when you start up, it really is helpful. MindThings.com. Give this game a try. I really became addicted to it.
All right, let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. Cole's in Austin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Cole.
Hey, guys. I haven't listened in a while, but can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think Mark pretty much covered the point of it. It's like flag is kind of it's a symbol. It's not like, you know, in different stories, it's a different character. And, you know, for some people, like your deceased relatives, you know, they were probably selfless people, and that character was what they were, I guess, trying to edify with that display, is that, you know, this guy was willing to go beyond himself and participate in something greater. And I know the state of the nation, you know, it's a mixed bag. You can't just denounce it for all its bad things. There's some good in there, too.
What's the good?
What's the good?
Yeah.
I guess under the banner of the flag, you know, there's the ideals of prosperity and freedom and all this. And I know that's kind of counter to what your point of view is on it, but I don't know. I just don't think that you can wholesale.
What about the flag has anything to do with prosperity and freedom?
Not the flag itself. The ideas that people hold about what that symbolizes. You know,
America is a pretty prosperous country, and you know, certainly for the word freedom and America often appear in the same sentences together.
So basically, because people have this mythology surrounding the United States, this flag evokes that feeling inside them about what they think the United States is supposed to be about, which is, you know, supposed to be freedom, which what I told when I was growing up, and then I found out it was total BS.
Well, it's about it if we demand it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I mean, if people actually demanded this from their politicians, they would get it. But the fact is that the vast majority of Americans are sadly and forlornly misinformed. They go out and they vote one party or the other when they have no business voting at all, because they can't name the vice president. They don't know how many states there are. They can't name the two senators from their state. They have no business casting a ballot, but they're ignorant. In their ignorance, frankly, liars and thieves are able to trickle up through our through our system, and that does nothing but taint the governmental system. I have come to the conclusion that this is a problem that cannot be solved, that there is no
right,
reason...
Secession, all the way.
That's not going to change anything. You'll still just have fewer ignorant people voting in elections, having liars and thieves.
At least you got more control in a state election.
As far as I'm
national.
Concerned, I should not have to be ruled by the ignorant votes of others.
My
life and their life are not inexorably linked, and we should only be linked when we decide to, do business with each other and that kind of thing.
Cole, other thoughts you want to share?
I'm an Army veteran. I'm not, unwise to it. I could tell you lots of things that I don't like about the way I don't know what word to use, maybe power structure. It uses the same symbol as I see, you know, the Bill of Rights and, you know, individual freedom. You know, it means two separate things to them as it does to me. But you know, my reverence for it, I guess, is the idea I hold about the symbol, and I don't want their nastiness to discredit that. I know it's attached to it, but.
Cole, I appreciate you taking the time to call in and share your thoughts tonight. Thank you for making it 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Ross. He's in Montana listening on XM's Extreme Talk. Ross, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you doing?
Great, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, I'd like to ask these people that, you know, have the same feelings about the flag that I used to have to look at symbols and, you know, reject symbols throughout history, you know, the American flag, the swastika, the cross. People in positions of power give, you know, they give certain attributes or convince people certain attributes of this symbol and, you know, get people to worship them, to respect them, and then pervert them and get people to do terrible things, or at least, you know, I don't know, I had it a lot better lined up when I was sitting there.
No, I get what you're saying. They're using the, you know, the mythology that surrounds the flag in order to, you know, wrap people in it. I mean, we actually saw a TSA agent today literally adorning herself in the flag. She had a flag scarf on. But, you know, they get people to distract themselves with the symbology of the state and ignore all of the realities of it.
Exactly. After 9/11, you know, there's all this flag waving and, you know, patriotism, you know, everybody's up in a fervor and then immediately giving away everything that supposedly that flag represents, you know, contradictory to what we've, you know, been led to believe it is.
Well, let's be fair. That giveaway started long before 9/11.
Yeah, I think it really ramped up during 9/11, though.
Oh, sure.
There was a big...
It's just a good example.
Yeah,
I agree. The state's control accelerated after 9/11, but they've been putting the necessary prerequisites in place prior to that.
It's interesting the verbiage that goes along with the flag, liberty and freedom and justice and all these terminologies that go with the flag. But in fact, the flag is a symbol of the United States government, and you know, states in general are institutions that tend to move away from liberty and freedom and justice and fairness and all these things. They, you know, historically, you can take a look at these things, and you know, they're all the same over and over. It's a top-down hierarchical system. Yeah, there's a little difference between autocracies and republics and democracies and these kind of things, but all in all, what happens is that the political creatures rise to the top, and they use the rest of us as, frankly, tax livestock.
Ross, good call, man. Appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. Let's go on to Tom, listening in Tampa, online. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Tom?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I wanted to respond to a few ex-military have called in, and I know one gentleman was rather fired up. And, you know, I wanted to say that I think that one of the problems we have is that we concede too many things that are untrue in this argument.
And all right, stand by. I want you to give me an example of what you're talking about. If you can hang through, we'll bring you back after the news into hour number two, which is next here in moments at 855 450 free. We've got an open line just for you, and we will get you on the air with your thoughts here tonight. We are live, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.